This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. With only a day left for campaigning to end for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections, leaders of all political parties are occupied in a hectic schedule of canvassing in poll-bound states. Campaigning is also at its peak for the seventh phase of election, which is the last phase. In the national capital, Delhi, the polling will take place in a single phase on Saturday for all the seven seats. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed a rally in Dwarka. He hit out at the Congress Party, alleging that for 60 years, Congress has done injustice to the potential of India and its party leaders indulged in criminal activities. He said that the BJP government is the only one that can give the scale and speed that a huge country like India requires. Mr. Modi said the BJP's motto is nation first, but their motto is family first. Aam Aadmi Party Chief and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal held a roadshow in Malviya Nagar and R.K. Puram areas. He also addressed a group of lawyers saying that they have made huge contribution in protecting democracy and the constitution. Congress candidate from Northwest Delhi, Udit Raj, today held a roadshow in Narela Assembly constituency and public meeting in Rohini area. Earlier today, the Prime Minister addressed rallies in Uttar Pradesh's Basti and Shravasti districts. In Basti, the Prime Minister said BJP has achieved the target of majority seats in the five phase of elections only, and that is why the opposition leaders are losing their cool. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath campaigned in Jaunpur and Basti districts, while Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh Mohan Yadav campaigned in Maharajganj and Kushinagar districts. In Haryana, polling for all 10 Lok Sabha seats will be held in single phase on Saturday. Top leaders of both Congress and BJP have hit the ground to seek people's support. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a rally in Charkhi Dadri of Mahindragarh Bhiwani parliamentary constituency. He hit out at the NDA government over the issue of Agniveer scheme. Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh addressed a rally in Bhiwani today, referring to the reported praise of Rahul Gandhi by a prominent leader of Pakistan. Mr. Singh asked why the former Congress president is silent and is not rejecting the Pakistani compliment. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has directed the BJP President, J.P. Nadda, and the Congress President, Mallikarjun Kharge, to issue formal notes of caution to party star campaigners to refrain from making any statements prohibited in the Model Code of Conduct. In separate letters issued to both the party presidents, the Commission said no party or candidate should indulge in any activity or utterances which may aggravate existing differences and communal discord. The Calcutta High Court today cancelled all the OBC certificates given by the government of West Bengal after 2010. A division bench of Justice Tapobrat Chakraborty and Justice Rajshekhar Mantha delivered the order today. 5 lakh OBC certificates have been cancelled through this verdict. The court has also cleared that those who have used this certificate will not be affected by this order. The funeral procession of Iran's late President Ibrahim Raisi was held in Tehran today. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei led the prayer ceremony in front of the coffins of President Raisi, Foreign Minister Hussein, Amir Abdullahian and others who were killed in the helicopter crash on Sunday. Vice President of India Jagdeep Dhankar was also present at the ceremony to pay condolences. The two-day international dialogue on mountains, people and climate change has begun in Kathmandu today to draw the international community's attention to the negative effects of climate change in the mountains. Experts from 25 countries are participating in the international dialogue. It will be concluded tomorrow. More than 200 people, including representatives from mountainous and small island countries, the international community, development partners, international NGOs, the private sector and civil society are participating in the dialogue. In IPL cricket, the eliminator match between Rajasthan Royals and Royal Challengers Bengaluru is underway in Ahmedabad. Chasing a target of 173 runs, Rajasthan Royals were 54 run for 1 wicket in 6.2 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.